This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're at Porkfest 2018 on a bit of a chilly day. It is not yet summertime here in New Hampshire, and we're in northern New Hampshire, so it's colder here than it is our normal home of Keene, which is in the southwestern corner of the state. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're out here at our remote studio at RV Site 45, the beautiful Rogers Campground. You can see the mountains, a little bit of a view of the mountains
kind
here.
Kind of see mountains. You can't see the peaks. Normally you can, but yep. The clouds are
it's a little bit low. Yeah, it's a little bit of a low cloud day. Clouds are covering the sky, but that doesn't make it any less beautiful here when the clouds are sort of like eating up the tops of the mountains. It's got its own very beautiful look to it here. It's a little chilly. It's almost down to 60 degrees here out in the middle of the daytime as we're recording this episode. Just so you know, that's how we've been doing it the last couple of years from Rogers Campground. We used to do a live show, and that was fine, and it had its time. Back when, you know, it was exciting to see Free Talk Live and we weren't just sort of, you know, the same old thing that's been here forever. And now we're like an established part of the right. park and everybody knows we're here and it's really not that exciting, I guess, to come see us. But it's more fun to actually be out here on the campground, because when we were doing the live show, we were kind of hidden away up in this this room they call the TV room, and it's not a central location. It's very centrally located.
Right, it's right above the offices.
Right, but there's always so much else going on, and it's like you're competing with everything else. And now that we're actually during the daytime, because normally our live hours are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. In the past, whenever we would do events from this campground, we'd always miss the actual, like, nighttime festivities and campfires and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And then guests that we wanted to get on instead of, hey, do you have 20 minutes right now?
That's what it
is
now.
Can you come back? The way it used to be of, hey, can you come back and find us at 7:30? I know you're going to have a beer or two or,
right,
five in you. But can you please try to remember to come up, and then there are certain words you can't say.
Right, while you're drunk, or on something else. And so, like, half the time that would work, and half the time they just wouldn't show up.
Right,
so.
And didn't you really get the idea at one of the Bitcoin conferences you went to where they actually closed the convention hall during the middle of the show?
I think that was definitely one of the influences on this format of recording the show. And it actually works out a lot better, like as you said, to get the guests in here as well. Of course, we do have to deal with more mosquitoes. You could hear in the background maybe the pop of these mosquito rackets, which are one of the greatest inventions, I think, that I have seen in my lifetime. I love the mosquito racket. They are so cheap. They're like $5. For these, you know, for those that don't know, maybe you live in a place where there aren't mosquitoes. Is there such a place?
Antarctica.
Yeah, because they're pretty prevalent here in New Hampshire. It's not like the cold kills them. They just go into hibernation or something
right.
like that. I don't know what happens to mosquitoes during the wintertime, but they come back. And normally here in at Rogers Campground, the mosquitoes, actually, they're not so bad here. They're really not so bad because we're not being swarmed by them.
Right.
So, you know, we've got our trusty mosquito rackets at hand just in case they do show up. And if you want to show up and join us, you can. And that's one of the other nice things about being here out in the campground is we're actually more likely to be seen. People are more likely to remember we're here because, well, out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
In this case, we're in sight. We got a nice big red tent, and we're under it, and the rain has stopped again. So that's good news here at Rogers Campground. Again, you can't get a better view than this. I mean, this view is absolutely incredible at Rogers Campground. We're surrounded by the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's very, very lovely here, and so you don't want to miss it. If you can come up here this weekend, we're going to be here throughout the weekend. We'll be here Monday and probably leaving early Tuesday morning to head back to Keene. So go to forkfest.party. if you want to learn more about this event. It is decentralized. There's no ticket price. There's no ticket at all. You just come on up and enjoy the weekend with other liberty-minded campers. Our friend TJ, the spy, is already here. He's got his campsite set up, and there appears to be a smattering or spattering of sites that are already here. And as we start to recognize folks, we might call them over here and have chats with them. But otherwise, we'll still talk about the news, things that are interesting to us. And you had this one here, Daryl, but your phone is not on the internet, so I pulled it up. The Stanford Prison Experiment.
Yes, and this actually came to me from our normal Thursday night co-host, Chris.
Who will not be joining us today.
Who will not be joining us, and he said, oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me that there's not a show in the studio because I really wanted to talk about this. And he posted the link, and I said, hey, thanks for the show prep.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, the Stanford Prison Experiment. I mean, it's a horrifying experiment, but it's fascinating as well. And something we've talked about on a multitude of occasions over the years here on Free Talk Live. It's a study that they made. The guy who did the study, I think, is Phil Zimbardo.
Yes.
He made a really great website about it years ago, and it has like original photos and
video,
and you know his interpretation and his writings and, you know, his sort of recap of it over the years. Fascinating story. I'm sure they're going to recap what it is here. In fact, they do. So I'll just share the story here from Vox rather than recapping it and then recapping again.
Right.
The Stanford Prison Experiment, one of the most famous and compelling psychological studies of all time, told us a tantalizingly simple story about human nature. The study took paid participants and assigned them to be inmates or guards in a mock prison at Stanford University.
Randomly assigned them. So they didn't do some kind of thing of, oh, you're kind of a wimp, so therefore inmate. You're a big, bulky jock guy, so therefore prison guard.
Yeah, and the people who had signed up didn't know they were going to be in a prison experiment either, right? Like, they just showed up to get paid to do an experiment. They didn't know what it was going to be.
I think they had some kind of idea, but they weren't
usually
really sure entirely what was involved.
Usually they don't give you any kind of info like that up front. But soon after the experiment began, the guards began mistreating the prisoners, implying that evil is brought about by circumstance. The authors, in their conclusion, suggested innocent people thrown into a situation where they have power over others will begin to abuse that power, and people who are put into a situation where they are powerless will be driven to submission, even madness.
Now, one thing that Vox does not mention here, and probably because, well, it doesn't really serve their agenda, is that the prison guards weren't really instructed on how to be prison guards.
Right.
They were just given, you know, like, very loose instructions of, you're in charge, make sure that they know you're in charge.
And they did. It was fascinating. They became sadistic. And the prisoners started to act like prisoners, like ratting out each other and, you know, doing the things that prisoners would do. And even though these were college students who had not gone to prison.
Correct.
Right? Like, they didn't know what that was like. The Stanford Prison Experiment has been included in many introductory psychology textbooks, and it's often cited uncritically. It's been the subject of movies, documentaries, books, television shows, and congressional testimony. And the claim here by Vox is its findings were wrong. Very wrong. And not just due to its questionable ethics or lack of concrete data, but because of deceit. A new expose published by Medium based on previously unpublished recordings of Philip Zimbardo, the Stanford psychologist who ran the study, and interviews with his participants, offers convincing evidence that the guards in the experiment were coached to be cruel.
All right, so let's pause right here.
This is a shocker.
Vox is citing, what was the term?
Medium article.
Expose on Medium. Medium is a website where any Joe Schmo can publish whatever they want to. Not exactly the most reputable source. It's not like they're saying a new study released in the journal Psychology that has been peer-reviewed. This is just what some guy thinks and posted on a website that allows anybody to post their thoughts on the web.
That's true.
It would be akin to saying, according to a research paper published on Facebook.
The peer review process has its own problems, from what I understand, but regardless, there's nothing wrong with the fact that you can publish anything, Daryl. If they've got the actual evidence that they're claiming to have, then that's, you know, the evidence they're claiming
right.
to have. And they're claiming they've got recordings of Phil Zimbardo on this.
But, you know, it would be akin to somebody, and I don't know, maybe this is less credible, InfoPlanet or whatever. You know, like, there are certain websites where if somebody says, oh, yeah, I got the documents from blah, 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 I'm not going to really take it as serious.
Okay. I mean, it's possible the
recordings
were fabricated, but we're going to continue.
It's possible what was published here is true.
We'll take a closer look. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can, of course, join us here in real life at Rogers Campground. If you are looking to call into the show, we're sorry. You can't do that over the next several days because we're here on a campground and it would be impossible to, or near to impossible to do a live show, and we just have more fun this way. And so if you're going to be at a campground with a bunch of libertarians, you should be having the most fun possible.
Yes.
And this is what we've been doing here, and hopefully that will come out over the air. It's a good time. Forkfest.party is where you can go to learn about the event that's starting today and going through Monday. Will technically finish early Tuesday. Once again, forkfest.party. Also, it's all brought to you by Zencash, which is a great technology rolled into some great philosophy behind a cryptocurrency. Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about it. You can read their white paper and look over the website. It was created by voluntarists, by people, the kind of people that are going to see here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and at ForkFest, people who love liberty, people who understand economics. They created Zencash to have some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, if you care about liberty, you really need to take a close look at Zencash. I know there are a lot of options in the world of cryptocurrency. This is one you really ought to consider. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about that. As we continue here from Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains, it's Ian and Daryl talking about a story that neither of us... did you read this? Because I have not read it.
I have not had a chance to read it.
We were told this is something that Chris Reitman, who's one of our regular Thursday night co-hosts, wanted to share, yes. But he won't be able to join us. He's got to stay in town to do his business. And so he shared this with us, and it's a shocking claim here to right. open up this story from Vox.com, where they say an article recently, an expose published recently at Medium.com, based on previously unpublished recordings of Phil Zimbardo, who's the Stanford psychologist who ran the infamous Stanford Prison Experiment, saying here that also interviews with his participants reveal some evidence that they call convincing. That's Vox saying it's convincing evidence that the guards in the experiment were coached to be cruel, that it wasn't some naturally occurring phenomenon that was coaching. It also shows the experiment's most memorable moment of a prisoner descending into a screaming fit, proclaiming, "I'm burning up inside," was the result of the prisoner acting. Quote, "I took it as a kind of an improv exercise," one of the guards told reporter Ben Blum. "I believed that I was doing what the researchers wanted me to do," unquote. The findings have long been subject to scrutiny. Many think of them as a more dramatic demonstration, a sort of academic reality show, than a serious bit of science. But these new revelations incited an immediate response. Quote, "We must stop celebrating this work," unquote, said personality psychologist Samin Vizier in response to the article. She says it's anti-scientific. Get it out of the textbooks.
All right, so let's pause for a moment and go back to that statement from the guy that was one of the guards, to where he said...
He was doing what they wanted him to do, he thought.
I did what I thought they wanted me to do. Now, and let's, you know, look a little bit, as people often do when they examine the Stanford prison experiment, and say, look, see, this is what happens when you give people this power. They wind up torturing, etc., etc. All right, maybe he was only doing what he thought they wanted him to do.
That's true.
He was still doing horrible things.
Right.
When you have people wearing badges doing things that, well, I was just following orders. I was just doing what they wanted me to do.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether you're doing it because you actually want to or whether you're doing it because someone else wants you to do. If you are
doing it.
Horrible things, you are a horrible person.
And we've seen outside of Stanford Prison Experiment,
the Milgram Experiment,
how power corrupts. And
the Ash Conformity Experiment, which doesn't show power corrupting, but it shows the herd mentality.
Right.
There are all kinds of experiments, and I'm going to promote the book again, Authoritarian Sociopathy by Davy Barker, where he looks at several of these things. And there was one to where people were given phony titles of authority, and the people that were given, you know, some management position in this experiment, everybody had the opportunity to take $100 off of a desk. The people that were given management titles were more convincing in lying about having taken the money than the people that were just some you know, schlug.
Underling.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of interesting studies out there, but it's sad to see this one being torn apart so much here. But let's continue with the claims. Many of the classic show-stopping experiments in psychology have lately turned out to be wrong, fraudulent, or outdated. And in recent years, social scientists have begun to reckon with the truth that their old work needs a redo, the replication crisis. But there's been a lag in the popular consciousness and in how psychology is taught by teachers and textbooks. It's time to catch up, says Fox. They say here that the Zimbardo prison experiment is not the only classic study that has been recently scrutinized, reevaluated, or outright exposed as a fraud. Recently, science journalist Gina Perry found the infamous Robber's Cave experiment in the 1950s, in which young boys at summer camp were essentially manipulated into joining warring factions, was a do-over from a failed previous version of an experiment which the scientists never mentioned in the academic paper. That's a glaring omission. It's wrong to throw out data that refutes your hypothesis and then only publicize the data that supports it. Perry has also revealed inconsistencies in another major early work in psychology, the Milgram electroshock test, in which participants were told by an authority figure to deliver seemingly lethal doses of electricity to an unseen hapless soul. Now, for those that aren't familiar with the experiment, the unseen person was a Confederate. They were part of the experiment. They weren't actually being shocked.
Correct.
They were just acting.
But the person turning the knob didn't know that the person on the other side of this glass that appears to be dead was in on.
They didn't see it. They heard. So they weren't seeing the person.
Okay, but they were still hearing the screams of stop, stop.
Yes, begging, stop. I have a heart condition, was what one of the actors was told to say. And then the man in the...
experiment must continue.
Right, the man in the science jacket lab coat would order the person to continue. And most of them, the solid, I believe, super majority of them, a disturbing majority of them.
Somewhere between two-thirds and three-quarters.
Yeah, they would continue. They would continue all the way to the maximum level of shocking to where this person was ostensibly dead.
Yes.
In the,
no response.
In the next room. So let's go on here with what they're claiming.
And then what was there were like three different categories of scrutinized something or proven to be frauds. Like that's a very wide swath. Because one can scrutinize something without it being a fraud.
Correct. Scrutinized, reevaluated, or outright exposed as a fraud. So those are three different.
Those are three vastly different things.
The investigations on Milgram, again by this Gina Perry, who's a science journalist.
No relation.
Does that mean she's not actually a scientist? She's just a journalist who looks into science?
That's what I would guess.
Yeah. Shows some evidence of researchers going off the study script and possibly coercing.
Lab coat guy saying the experiment requires you to continue. The point of that experiment was to see whether or not people would do whatever the hell the guy in a lab coat said.
Indeed. And we're going to. And it's disturbing that they're trying to undermine these classic experiments on the idea of authority. It almost, seems a little conspiratorial. We'll continue here in moments from Rush Campground and look at some of these claims they're making. About these classic experiments that are so meaningful to a lot of us. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
USA Radio News.
According to a new report from the Department of Justice Inspector General, FBI agent Peter Strzok assured his mistress and colleague Lisa Page that they would stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency. This was all sent via text message. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows shares what concerns him most about the report.
What it should do is send off the alarm bells, because a number of people that showed bias in this report actually worked on the Russia investigation. And again, it is just extremely concerning that we would have this kind of bias in the premier law enforcement agency in the world. And I think it's time that we clean house and that we start over and make sure that we return them to the position of honor that most Americans, including myself, hold them.
A new study out from the University of California, Berkeley, says animals such as lions and tigers are increasingly becoming night owls to avoid human contact. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018. And it is definitely not too late for you to join us here. Just come on up here to Rogers Campground. You don't have to have a ticket. All you got to do is get yourself a campsite, or if you got an RV, get the RV site. If you got a tent, you probably don't want to be on an RV site because there aren't that many trees on the RV site. You probably want to be in the camping area if you've got a tent. And, of course, there's also the motels on the property, which, you know, it's early on right now. We're doing this. It's Thursday afternoon as we're recording this episode of the program, and it's just such a beautiful place. You don't want to miss this. If you've got the opportunity to come up and join us this weekend, please do. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. And this is Free Talk Live, and I'm Ian.
And I'm Daryl.
We're talking about a disturbing story from Vox.com in which they are claiming to have seen some evidence that some classic psychology studies, like
well,
the Stanford...
Vox isn't claiming that they have seen the evidence. Vox is saying that they read an article on Medium of someone claiming to have seen evidence.
Well, no, Vox is saying that it's convincing. So they've taken the time to look at the evidence, which claims to be... Well, we have not. Mind
correct.
You, that the evidence is supposedly some previously unreleased audio with Phil Zimbardo, who was the psychologist behind the Stanford Prison Experiment, as well as interviews with some of the participants there. And then further, a so-called science journalist, Gina Perry.
No relation.
Has shown supposed evidence of researchers in the Milgram electroshock test going off the study script and possibly coercing participants to deliver the desired results. Now, I've clicked on their supposed evidence, and we'll see if we can take a closer
and
look at
I'm just curious
means.
If that supposed evidence of someone coercing them to deliver the lethal shock is the guy in the lab coat saying the experiment must continue because that was the test to see whether or not people would do what the guy in the lab coat said.
Yeah, we're going to look a little closer at that question.
Because when it was just, some random person, not in a lab coat, holding a clipboard saying, you need to do that, people were less likely to do it.
I'll pull up the Milgram story after we're done with the Vox piece here, and we'll dig a little deeper into that one. So, going on here, somewhat ironically, the new revelations about the prison experiment also show the power of an authority figure, in this case, Zimbardo himself and his warden, has in manipulating others to be cruel.
Hold on. Zimbardo was serving as the warden.
That's
correct.
Why'd
they say Zimbardo and his warden?
Zimbardo did remove himself at one point, and I think they ended it shortly thereafter.
Yeah, like
so
a
I think that
day
maybe it's
two.
A writing style. They're referring to Zimbardo in both cases, his warden being the character he was playing.
Okay.
For those that don't know the study, the Stanford Prison Experiment, as we mentioned before, ostensibly showed that people placed randomly in positions of authority would embrace that authority and use it sadistically.
Right.
And Zimbardo got involved as the warden in that case and lost himself, lost sight of his goals of the project, and he himself started acting like a prison
warden. His girlfriend is actually the one that convinced him to end...
To stop it early.
Like a week early. And Zimbardo was an expert witness in the Abu Ghraib testimony, to where he said, because there were the claims of the U.S. government, we never told our guards to torture people in Abu Ghraib.
And he would say, you didn't have to.
You didn't have to.
Right. You put them in a place with no consequences for their actions, basically. Other studies have been reevaluated, says Vox, for more honest methodological snafus. Recently, I wrote about the marshmallow test, a series of studies from the early 90s that suggested the ability to delay gratification at a young age is correlated with success later in life.
And, yeah, I have some, I don't want to say issues, but the marshmallow test, it doesn't, to me, necessarily... indicate what some people claim that it indicates. Because
I'm not familiar with the test.
So the test is, all right, Ian, I'll give you one marshmallow now.
Or later.
If you wait 15 minutes, I'll give you two marshmallows.
Gotcha.
Now, there could be a lot of reasons other than, I just can't delay gratification for why somebody would say, give me the marshmallow now. Maybe somebody has a history of people breaking promises.
Sure, sure.
So if I know that, wait a second, the last time somebody said that if I wait, I'd get this other
thing.
They lied.
Right.
Well, maybe you're lying about the two marshmallows. Give me the one now, and then I know that I have a marshmallow.
Well, a marshmallow in hand is better than none at all, right?
Right.
So, according to...
Well, what's the saying? A bird in hand is worth two in the bush.
That's what I was referencing. So, going on here, a new research, they say, finds that if the original marshmallow test authors had a larger sample size and greater research controls, their results would not have been the showstoppers they were in the 90s. Says the author, I can list many more textbook psychology findings that have not stood the test of time. Like social priming. People who read old-sounding words like nursing home were more likely to walk slowly, showing how our brains can subtly be primed with thoughts and actions. The facial feedback hypothesis. Merely activating muscles around the mouth caused people to become happier, demonstrating how our bodies tell our brains what emotions to feel. Stereotype threat. Minorities and maligned social groups don't perform as well on tests due to anxieties about becoming a stereotype themselves. Ego depletion. The idea that willpower is a finite mental resource. Alas, the past few years have brought about a reckoning for these ideas and social psychology as a whole. Many psychological theories have been debunked or diminished in rigorous replication attempts. And ultimately, that is what science is about, right? It's about, you come up with a hypothesis, you get your, theory, you test that hypothesis, and you publish the results,
and then it
somebody
should be
else,
replicatable.
Right. Somebody else should be able to replicate it. Psychologists are now realizing that it's more likely that false positives will make it through to publication than inconclusive results. And they've realized that experimental methods commonly used just a few years ago aren't rigorous enough. For instance, it used to be commonplace for scientists to publish experiments that sampled about 50 undergraduate students. Today, scientists realize this is a recipe for false positives and strive for sample sizes in the hundreds, and ideally from a more representative subject pool, meaning not just college students.
Right. So, or what they're saying is, all right, we need to redo the prison experiment.
That's what they're saying.
But instead of only 24 people, we need 300 million people are involved. And
I don't think it's a bad idea to redo the experiment. I mean, maybe I wonder if it has been retried since its original.
No, because of ethical guidelines that have since been passed, making it impossible to do.
Right. You can't just sign a waiver for that stuff.
Not legally, no.
Do it in some other country. You could do it in some other country.
And I'm sad to hear that Navi Barker's not going to be here.
Oh,
but
boo.
He came up with the idea for this experiment to where you would have people in a test waiting area, and then they would see something on a TV screen that was someone being assaulted in a hallway.
Hmm.
And what he wanted to test was the frequency. So the control
was the
group,
hallway supposed to be like a live feed from the same facility?
So the hallway right next to where the waiting room is.
Yeah, okay.
And it would be able to be recognized of, oh, wait, that's
right
the
there.
Hallway
yeah.
that I just came in.
Yeah.
So the control would be just two people in regular dress that get into some kind of scuffle.
Okay.
How many people respond by jumping into the hallway?
Right. Versus a cop.
Versus if it's someone wearing a uniform of some type,
yeah.
how many people would go out? And he's just not been able to raise the funding to actually wind up doing it because, again, it's controversial.
Sure.
And it's not easy to wind up doing.
Nevertheless, in so many of these cases, scientists have moved on and corrected errors and are still doing well-intentioned work to understand the heart of humanity. For instance, work on one of psychology's oldest fixations, dehumanization. The ability to see another as less than human continues with methodological rigor, helping us understand the modern-day maltreatment of Muslims and immigrants in America. In some cases, time has shown that flawed original experiments offer worthwhile reexamination. The original Milgram experiment was flawed, but at least its study design, which brings in participants to administer shocks, not actually carried out, to punish others for failing at a memory test, is basically repeatable today with some ethical tweaks. We'll continue here in moments, and we'll take a closer look at the claims about Milgram as well being inaccurate. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018 at Rogers Campground on the first day of several days of liberty-oriented people coming together at the same campground, beautiful location, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, incredible view here at Rogers Campground. I would say, dare say, it's unbeatable. It's pretty awesome. Look forward to seeing you coming up here. If you're going to be joining us, we will be here throughout the weekend. It's Ian and Daryl in our remote studio here on RV site number 45, as we've been discussing some of the classic psychological studies like the Stanford Prison Experiment and the Milgram Authority / Obedience Experiments, which they're digging into a little bit here on a Vox piece, saying that there have been some interesting challenges to these classic experiments.
Right, and they've used three vastly different terms. They said that some of these have needed to be reevaluated. There's questions about something, or they're just frauds.
Yeah.
And, well, saying we need to reevaluate and this is a fraud are two vastly different things. It would be akin to me saying that I have either eaten Chinese food or been molested today.
Well, I know you've eaten Chinese food, so thank goodness
yes,
you have not been molested.
That's the one that is right. Accurate.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Edge is joining us here. We weren't expecting you.
Well, if I told you what time I was going to show up, then you just do whatever you want. But this way,
well, I do whatever I want anyway, but it's nice to have you. We've been discussing these experiments, Vox.com, reviewing some reviews of some classic psychological experiments.
I read this.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you're already familiar with where we've come from. For listeners just tuning in, we are at ForkFest. Again, ForkFest.party, the website here. They say it seems like Milgram's conclusions may hold up. So despite some issues that they had with the experimentation being flawed, in a recent study, many people found demands from an authority figure to be a compelling reason to shock another person. However, it's possible, due to something known as the file drawer effect, that failed replications of the Milgram experiment have not been published, meaning that if it doesn't meet what you're expecting.
So they're claiming that there have been replications.
They're not claiming that. They're saying it's possible.
Anything is possible.
Well, I mean, don't you think that the fact that the Milgram experiment was done to some extent is going to prevent people from doing stupid things like shocking somebody to death because some authority figure told them to?
No.
I do.
You think so?
Yes. I mean, if you attempt to replicate exactly the Milgram experiment or something close enough, like, you know, if I was put into a situation where, this looks remarkably like the Milgram experiment. And, you know,
what percentage of people know about the Milgram experiment? I mean, I guess it should be fairly high. But
some small percentage.
That would be interesting.
It's pretty pervasive. As far as studies go, behavioral studies, there aren't many more pervasive than the Milgram.
Right. It's one of the ones you can name off the top of your head if you're familiar with psychological studies.
Right. If you took the equipment with which you shock someone and you threw it through the window. Right? Like, you'd be a very interesting part of this experiment, and, you know, you'd probably get some interviews and some fame and things like that. So, I mean, I just think that there's an opportunity for, in replication of these, to, you know, basically, for people to slough off the old and start into the new.
Well, if you're dealing with undergraduate students or college students, then there's a higher chance they haven't heard of Milgram.
I don't think it's fair to do the experiment on undergraduate students.
And that's one of the critiques that they made here in the story is that these older experiments were almost all undergrads.
Because they're the ones that will put up with these kind of experiments.
But people that are
hungry
in that,
for money.
Yeah. People in that age group are also the ones that generally are being hired to be in the military, to be police officers, to do these things to where they would just be following orders.
It's arguably more relevant to test those people. I agree with you there. No doubt about it. Going on here from Vox.com, they're saying here that, again, replication attempts at the Stanford Prison Study, on the other hand, have been a mess, and they link to a story about that. In science, too often the first demonstration of an idea becomes the lasting one, in both pop culture and academia, but this isn't how science is supposed to work at all. Science is a frustrating, iterative process. When we communicate it, we need to get beyond the idea that a single stunning study ought to last the test of time. And that's true.
Yes.
Scientists know this as well, but they're...
But we have evidence, like circumstantial evidence, historical evidence, that people will follow outrageous orders if given by an authority figure.
Bomb that hospital.
What's that? Yeah.
Bomb the hospital. It's happened numerous times.
Keep bombing the hospital. I mean, the orders have come in. That's not a hospital you're looking at that looks remarkably like a hospital. That's where the hospital previously was. It's something else. Bomb it. And then, you know, some yucker-do who's 22 years old, out of basic, training or whatever, says, all right, keep loading the artillery, and we'll keep bombing the hospital.
Scientists know this as well, but their institutions have often discouraged them from replicating old work, instead of the pursuit of new and exciting, attention-grabbing studies. Journalists are part of the problem, too, imbuing small, insignificant studies with more importance and meaning than they're due. And who hasn't seen the, you know, blazing headlines about some new study with the word may, you know, right there in, right there in the headline?
Right.
Like, this may do something. Well, we don't really know, but it's a big-sounding deal, so we're going to make a big deal out of it in this newspaper or whatever television show.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
we may have found Bigfoot.
you may increase longevity, happiness, and wealth by administering more fill-in sexual act to your partner. And, you know, there's a lot of those out there.
Thankfully, there are researchers thinking very hard and earnestly on trying to make psychology a more replicable, robust science. There's even a whole society for the improvement of psychological science devoted to these issues.
I, for one, can't wait for the day that psychology is a science.
Follow-up results tend to be less dramatic than original findings, but they're more useful in helping discover the truth. And it's not that the Stanford Prison Experiment has no place in a classroom. It's interesting as history. Psychologists like Zimbardo and Milgram were highly influenced by World War II. Their experiments were, in part, an attempt to figure out why ordinary people would fall for Nazism. That's an important question, one that sets the agenda for a huge amount of research in psychological science.
Wasn't there an experiment, I think, called, like, the third wave, to where some college professor did something and accidentally turned his entire class into Nazis?
I have no idea. Movie, but no, I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, they made a movie about the thing.
Okay. No,
sorry.
I have no idea. It's an excellent question, though. And it's so it's still echoed in papers today. Psychology has changed tremendously over just the last few years. Many studies used to teach the next generation of psychologists have been intensely scrutinized and found to be in error. But troublingly, the textbooks have not been updated accordingly. That's the conclusion of a 2016 study in Current Psychology. By and large, the study explains, quote, introductory textbooks have difficulty accurately portraying controversial topics with care, or, in some cases, simply avoid covering them at all. Readers of introductory textbooks may be unintentionally misinformed on these topics.
No study left behind.
The study authors from Texas A&M and Stetson Universities gathered a stack of 24 popular introductory psych textbooks and began looking for coverage of 12 contested ideas or myths in psychology. The ideas, like stereotype threat, the Mozart effect, and whether there's a narcissism epidemic among millennials, have not necessarily been disproven. Nevertheless, there are credible and noteworthy studies that cast doubt on them. The list of ideas also included some urban legends, like the one about the brain only using 10% of its potential at any given time.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
We've heard about that one.
Right. My brain's working 100% all the time.
No, it's not.
It's huge.
And a debunked story about how bystanders refused to help a woman. Just because your brain's big doesn't mean it's working well. I guess we could say.
Needs more blood flow
big
the bigger it is.
I'm going to put you up against Jazzy here in a test, and we're going to see who's smarter.
Just following orders doesn't make you smart. She's a good girl, though.
Be quiet.
All right, so the one about the brain using 10% and a debunked story about how bystanders refused to help a woman named Kitty Genovese while she was being murdered. The researchers then rated the texts on how they handled these contested ideas. The results found a troubling amount of biased coverage of many of the topic areas, meaning that the textbooks kind of, you know, had an opinion about whether these were legitimate science or not, rather than reporting, these are in question.
Right.
Like, you know, they update these textbooks yearly, purportedly, right? Like,
well, they certainly
that's why they
charge
issue
you for it, yeah.
new ones and increase the price. And Jackie's
right.
Doing a much better job of being quiet than Mark is.
But you're right. I mean, these college students have to buy the brand newest textbook purportedly because they're being, you know, updated or whatever, which for most things like math is obviously, you know, a crock. There's no new...
2 + 2 still equals 4.
Right. Arithmetic is largely the same.
Yeah, there are very few new ideas when it comes to things like math. But suggesting here that these
pi
textbook
r-squared
authors aren't doing their jobs, you know, that they're just... They're taking the easy road here. As we continue to discuss psychological studies and some important questions surrounding them these days, and I think these are, you know, these are important questions to ask. We'll continue from ForkFest 2018. We're here at the beautiful Rogers Campground. Mark has arrived. He's got his son in tow, and it's good times. We're already seeing people popping up around the campsite here. We're going to continue with our...
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.